crab?
No.
What is it, a fish?
It's a shellfish. It's not shrimp. But they're, sometimes they're fried.
Put you in. I don't know why, but you know.
Oysters?
Oysters? He's a fish family?
I don't know. I think of him as being a shellfish, you know, because he's got a shell.
He don't look like no fish to me.
No. Yes, he doesn't.
A shrimp look more like a fish family to me than an oyster.
Okay.
A shrimp look like, you know, you saw a shrimp.
Oh yes, I like those.
So shrimp and a crawfish more alike. You know, if you saw a crawfish.
I was about to ask you about those. Now, what do they look like?
Look like that shrimp.
You find those in creeks.
Creek and pond.
Now, they're, are they the same as a crawdad?
Crawdad.
Have you ever heard?
Same thing? Same thing, yeah.
Okay.
That big old crawdad, he got two long pole in front of foot thing, and got them pokes in them. You saw them, ain't you?
Yeah, oh yes.
Crawdad.
But now, is a crawdad a big crawfish?
Yeah, some of them get bigger.
Now, are they the same thing?
Yeah,
exactly?
Same thing, some of them got different colors. Some of them brown, some of them black. Got them long, too long, front foot, and got them two poles in the front foot. Some of them real black. Great big things, some of them. Some of them be your own. Close that.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh.
Some folks eat them.
Is that a lobster?
Just like do swim.
Is it different from a lobster?
Man?
Is that a lobster?
I don't know about him.
Oh, they're huge. Down around the pond at night, you'll hear some croaking. You'll say,
Frog?
Is a bullfrog different from just plain frog?
Well, listen, I'll tell you, we have a dry land frog called a toad frog.
Mm-hmm.
And bullfrog, he stays around the water.
He does.
Mm-hmm. He got two names, a bullfrog and a spring frog.
He's a bullfrog and a what?
Spring frog.
A spring frog,
they call him. Why they can name that name Spring? He spring me out of the way out of my wife sitting there. He just gets so full, you know, that's why I call him Spring frog. But he's a bull, same frog, he's a bullfrog.
Oh, I never heard that either. You know, bullfrog. Is a bullfrog a big frog?
Yeah, some of them great big. Well, it depends on, it's different size. But you can get some of them great big ones.
But now, what I'm saying is a bullfrog different in size from a plain frog?
No.
Or is it just bullfrogs and toad frogs?
A toad frog is different.
Yeah, but I mean, you divide them into bullfrogs and toad frogs.
And a spring frog is about the same thing, but some of them just larger than others.
I see. So you wouldn't have frogs, bullfrogs, and toad frogs.
No,
you just have the bullfrogs and the toad frogs.
That's right.
Okay, that's what I'm trying. Have you ever heard a small green frog that makes a little piping noise?
Yeah, I know. A tree frog. The little green frog, we crawl around on your flowers, or in the country, on the country.
Really?
He little green frog. We call him a tree frog. I reckon that with you. Sit around and you hear him somewhere on that pillow, stuck up on there somewhere, you hear him holler, but you never can see him.
Is that right? If you're going to go fishing, you'll dig up
baits.
Some folks will wait for them, but
more people say, let me dig some baits.
If they said they're going to dig baits, they mean worms, right?
Worms, that's right.
Now, is an earthworm different from a red worm?
No, more than saying.
They're always awesome.
Some of them got different colors, some of them red, some of them black. Depends up on the soil you get them out.
Oh, really?
That's right.
But they're all earthworms.
Oh, I'm always one.
They ever call them an angleworm down here?
Angleworm?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, now you talked about the armadillo having a shell like a turtle.
Yeah.
Now, is a turtle